888-480-0231.
Christian Hospital has always embraced new procedures and innovative technologies. After all, we were the first St. Louis Community Hospital to perform open-heart surgery. We recently made healthcare history again when our skilled BJC surgeons performed the first ever full lung lobectomy in St. Louis using our minimally invasive Da Vinci robotic surgical system. See the full story at ChristianCares.org. Christian Hospital. Care for life. Member BJC Healthcare.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035. 8035.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pit-a-pat, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
From stolen, if I ever have a sin, I'll be rich.
Boy, do I feel like that today.
Gold dust at
Al Pacino
on sunny
just conveyed the street. My sentiments today. But wait a minute, if I were the man I was...
If I were the man I was 5 years ago,
I'd take a flamethrower to this place. Feels good.
Maybe you should play that one where the guy throws a TV out the window.
I'm just getting warmed up.
There's the what? Network, the one where he...
Oh, I'm mad as hell and I can't take it anymore.
No, that's not the sentiment, though. That's not it. Actually, it's not 5 years ago. If I were in my case, you know what? It is 5 years ago. Play it again so I can say it along with it again.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
You know what? That feels good.
Wow.
That feels.
That was a good spell.
Whoo. It's been one of those days. Good
Probably
afternoon.
Just as good to go out and jog or run.
No. Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah. That's what, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. You know, I hear that from people where they go, yeah, it's a stress reliever. The few times that I've hiked or ridden a bike or jogged, it created stress. The stress of wondering if you're going to drop dead.
Yeah, that's what the problem when you're out of shape is. You're always going, oh man,
I'm having a heart attack.
I don't know how much I can push this before I fall over.
Yeah, I've said that on the toilet. Oh, I don't know how much further I can push this before I fall over.
Wow. So I have all the ways to go.
Oh, come on, you've all done it.
I have all the ways to go. I hope that's the way I don't go out.
Oh, man, me too.
I'm a crapper.
Listen, I've thought about this.
Oh, man.
Remember that guy 2 weeks ago who bought it in a hotel room? He had three kids and a wife, and he's with this young chick, and he dies on top of her. And then she calls, true story, it's like 2 weeks ago, she calls 911, and now everybody knows. I mean, you know, you want to go, you know that commercial, Don't Suffer in Silence?
Yes, yeah.
You want to go...
It's peaceful.
In private and in silence.
Yeah.
You don't want the whole... Well, you don't want the paramedics coming in going, what was he doing?
Another bad one was, oh, well, I don't do this anymore now that I'm married. But if you are, a single guy and you had a night to yourself and you had some nice pornography in front of you, and then and your old ticker goes out, and then they find you there with your
Don't go
box
in
of Kleenex next to you.
I buy into everything you just said, except the part that now that I'm married, I don't do that anymore.
Well,
that's when you do it more.
Well, she may be listening.
Well, I don't care. Are you kidding? She just now is going, whew, thank goodness, the pressure's off. That'll be her reaction.
Yeah, that's the way wives should approach it. They should say, oh, my goodness, I don't have to worry about it then.
Enjoy your porn.
Yeah.
I'm going shopping. Yeah, whew, now I don't have to try to fake a headache tonight.
Wow.
So, good afternoon. As I said, it's the... Whoa. What? It's 4-4-12.
And 4 times 3 is 12.
No. No, now, it's 4 times 4 is 12. That's how 4-4-12, right? 4 times 4 is 12.
16.
I think I got my math right.
What are you doing?
What happened?
You're trying
here?
To be funny?
Yeah.
That's not funny. People just thought he's stupid.
I know.
People listening just thought, well, that guy's an idiot.
Well, that's our whole math routine, remember?
No wonder I can't help my daughter in her math.
We didn't do a Burke segment yesterday. Please, let's do one today. And folks, would you do me a favor? Do the whole show for me today. I'm in a weird mood. I got to do something that I don't want to do, and I got to be careful because somebody might be listening. No, because the other people might be listening. But I don't want to do it.
Going to somebody's house?
Nah, I don't want to talk about it. But the whole day has just been one piece of bad news after another. It's just one of those days. So I'm asking the audience, when I say light them up, I don't mean cigarettes. I mean the phone lines. And let's just talk, and I'll listen, and you talk, and I'll join in, maybe, and you can carry the show, because I need somebody to carry the show.
I have news.
Today. Well, we'd love to hear. We didn't do a Burke segment yesterday. We'll double up today if we have to. And here with news is Tina Dalpiez.
I found out, I went to Ballast Dental Care this morning. They got me in at 7 a.m. Bad part, not about Ballast, but the bad part is being out at that time of day. People are rude in the morning.
They're rude 24 hours a day.
The morning drive rush.
People are
not happy going
people
to work
People are
the morning.
Flying, and they're cutting you off, and they're cutting in and cutting over, and it's just like, holy
crap. Okay, but
do
you know why it's worse in the morning?
Because they're going to work, and they're running late.
Yeah, they're not happy about it. Yeah, it's just everybody's in a bad mood in the
morning. Plus, they're pushing it. They're fighting the clock, because there are a lot of places that you walk in a minute after 8:30 or a minute after 9, and there's that supervisor or your manager gives you the stink eye. Our meeting started a minute ago.
Yeah, that's one.
So you're fighting that, and your stomach's churning, and your head, you got a headache, and so you're mean to people on the road. That's why I like afternoon on the air more than morning, because the people listening from now till 6 are in a much better mood than the people in the morning.
Their day's almost over. They're on the way home from work.
Goodbye to that stinking place of work, and I'm on the way home, and if they're like me, they know they're going home. There's going to be a big old home-cooked dinner waiting for them. Wait a minute.
I'm thinking of somebody else.
Thinking of somebody else. But you're and here's the other thing. You're not racing the clock. You're not going to be docked if you walk in the house at 6:32, okay? Depending on who you're married to. But it's just not the pressure. The pressure's not there in the afternoon. It's in the morning. People are nuts in the morning. And I don't blame them. I would be, too.
It was awful. And in St. Charles, there's two places I know that I go where they have two lanes that go into one, and, you're supposed to merge together.
There's a university that has that, Tulane University.
Oh, good.
Even in your bad days, you can still get your family going.
I've still got it.
Those things are bad enough during, any time of day, but in the morning, nobody wants to let you over. Why do they do that? Why don't they just make a whole other lane?
Nobody can do the one car
at a
time.
Not a whole other lane, an a-hole lane for those people.
There's a lot of those lanes in the morning.
You got that right.
So then the good news was, when I got to Ballast Dental Care,
hey, can I say one other thing?
Uh-huh.
How did we get in a town where it's deliberately the geographic layout is so that for you folks who go to work at regular hours, that in the morning the sun is shining right into your face, and on the way home the sun is shining right into your face.
That's true.
Because most people toward downtown from the west, more than from the east, okay? And more people are headed out of downtown to the west, and both times you're getting shot right in the eyes.
Yeah.
What is that about? Should have been flipped. They should have put downtown St. Louis where Wentzville is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Problem solved.
Well, yeah. Those idiots back in the 1700s.
What
didn't
did they
do it right.
Yeah, because when we come out of here, when you get onto Page, if you're going west on Page.
It's brutal.
There's a point where you can't tell if there's a car in front of you or the light.
There's a window of about 2-3 weeks where that sun, I know what she's talking about, is exactly in front
eye
of you
level.
In the windshield.
Yeah.
And you can't see anything. The visor doesn't drop that far down.
Nope.
And you just got to put a thumb up or something and block the little sun out or hold your hand up. Yeah, it's brutal, man. Well, I tell you, life is tough.
Yeah.
And that's where a whole bunch of lanes are all switching, you know, people getting over that way and people going that way.
Yep.
Yeah, you people right now in the hospital listening, and listen to what we're saying, okay? You don't have to deal with it.
Yeah.
You're in there getting a dialysis or
right
something.
Now.
Yeah, you don't have to drive in the sunlight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now how do you feel? Complaining. What else do you have?
Okay, so here's the other part. When I got there, I found out that I'm kind of like famous there, you know, because I had so much stuff and I had so many problems that they haven't encountered
unique
in the past.
Problems.
Yeah.
You're
you know?
Like a case study.
So now they're like, now when we get somebody and they're having this done, we're all like, oh, I hope it's not like Tina. So
wow.
I'm like, they refer to me when they're doing certain
things. You
know
things. What'll be,
case study.
What'll be great is you go in, one day when you go in and you look up, and you know how in those hospital shows, they have the students at an upper level looking through a glass, watching the surgery?
Oh, yeah.
You'll go in there and the entire Washington University Dental School, or wherever the dental school is going to be up there watching your procedure.
Studying your,
Tina wing.
Your paperwork.
That's right. You may be saving lives.
Yeah.
You never know.
Just by your work that you're having done.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I got a couple things.
This is our control board operator. Many people, when they express their sentiments to him and about him, use the lyrics from the song, You Light Up My Life, because that's what he does for many. Eon the Peon. What do you have, Peon?
Wow, that is wonderful to all those people. Thank you.
These are the kinds of things the guy says just before he retires, by the way. Go ahead.
All right. First thing I have, I put this, I found this great thing online, so I put it up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/aimwithpm. It is a picture, and along with the picture goes a story. And the picture is of a pint of Guinness sitting at a bar, and
Guinness
there's
a beer.
Yes, Guinness
ale.
Is a beer. Yeah,
it's dark.
Beer. Yeah, and so there's a sign sitting in front of the beer, and this one guy went to this pub, and he asked for the owner manager, and then he asked if he could leave this pint of Guinness on the bar all day long. And with the sign, it says "Reserved for Lieutenant Michael P. Murphy, U.S. Navy, killed in action." June 18th, 2005, not forgotten. And so he asked the manager to leave that on the bar all day, and he gave him money. He said, and I want you, you know, every hour during the day, I'm going to give you some money and buy somebody else a pint of Guinness and refer them to the sign here, and said, Lieutenant Michael Murphy is buying you this beer.
Wow.
So it's really an awesome story and picture.
Is this true?
Yeah, it's a true story. It looks like it was from somebody's Facebook page where they took the picture and then they told the story about it. So I just thought that was a great story to see.
Can you tell where this bar is?
It looks like it's in Newtown, Connecticut.
No kidding.
Yeah. So
that is a great story.
Well,
yeah,
further on that story, I'm on that page, you know, where they had the parade for the veterans that came back. I think it was January 28th, the day. I saw on there somebody saw that and... they got the information on who it was because a person that's involved in all that wants to do something with it.
Yeah. So and the guy told the story, and he said when the manager heard the story, he goes, your money's no good. We'll do this. We're going to do this free of charge. We're going to buy somebody a beer every hour for, you know, in memory of this. And so
not necessarily just a military person.
No, just anybody.
Okay.
But refer them to the sign, so it's getting the word out.
It's a great way to make them remember.
Yes. So I would love to see more pubs do that. That's a really cool thing. So you can go online and see that picture and story. And
10 years, Peon has come up now finally with a good idea.
Thank you. Well, it wasn't my idea. I saw some.
I don't know that Great Wall of China thing is.
Well,
that's not an idea. That's just a clever extremely pun. Clever line.
Yes. Yeah. The second thing
By the
I
way,
had...
the Great Wall of China still exists in my home. Go ahead.
Oh, the pillow wall's still there?
It's getting bigger. It's two pillows now.
Angela and her mom went to, over the weekend, they went and saw that. I don't know if you heard about this Cavalia show. Have you heard about this? It's like a horse show, but it's mixed with like Cirque du Soleil. Kind
is
of
this
things?
Like the, remember the Lipizzan stallions? The white?
I'm not sure. I don't know if it's all just white horses, but it's she said it was phenomenal. It was really good.
Where is it?
It's downtown they have for a couple more weeks. They erected this big... Erected.
Edit out erected.
They erected this
told,
big...
I was told... Let me read you the memo. Here. Occasionally, you folks on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon say things and... And this is from Mark, Mike Dorsey. He says,
Mike,
I know
no,
what,
Mark.
I say, Mark Dempsey. He says, yes. I know what you're doing. Right. Like when you say words like erected or something about some car lubricant,
right.
I know that you are in a not so subtle way trying to inject sexual references
innuendo.
To the show.
Of course.
Don't do
yeah,
that.
That's why I did
if you
oh,
don't you edit it out, you can look for jobs elsewhere. Wow. That's pretty strong language.
Wow. Well, in this edit case, it wasn't sexual. It's, but there's a huge tent downtown. It's by Busch Stadium, so I think it's here for a couple more weeks. But, yeah, she said it was great. It was, and she said at the beginning of a show they have... I mean, these horses are trained so well that they have, like, this pool of water, and the horse is drinking out of the water, and this lady, you know, one of the performers comes in and starts splashing water all around, and the horse doesn't move at all. And then she said this pool somehow drains, and they use that as part of the stage later. So she
Rather.
Said it was, yeah, she said it was pretty wild. So
I'm sure PETA doesn't like it. They'll say they were mistreated. In the
oh, I'm sure they'll find something. But yeah. She said people, like one, some of the women will have a foot on each two horses' backs and, you know, holding
well,
the reins up in
yes.
their hand. Holy
That's
cow.
Unbelievable. I've
I mean,
seen that.
You have to trust a horse a lot to do
well,
something
Well, you
got to like
have
balance.
Beyond,
and
yeah, balance out of this world.
Core strength.
Hey, can we take a break and take some calls?
Cause yes,
we got people
absolutely.
Holding.
I'm done.
I don't want to put the listeners off. And we'll get if there's more Burke segment, we'll get back to it. Right now, we're going to the phones. Here are the numbers. And I'll get right to the people who are on. But the numbers are 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Phil is up first. Phil, how are you?
Hey, it's Phil with an F.
Well, okay, Phil with an F, how are you?
How y'all doing today?
Good, Phil. Phil.
We're doing better
hey,
now.
I've been out of town for quite a while, and you're a sound for sore ears, or maybe you've made my ears sore, I'm not sure, coming back and listening to the Big 550 and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, because I am AM in the PM.
Well,
thank you. Hey, Phil, how long were you gone?
About a year and a half.
Where'd you go?
Zanesville, Ohio.
And why?
For work up there. I'm just back visiting for a week.
Oh.
Well, so you're visiting and then you have to go back and leave us again.
Yes, I do.
But
now,
we have
there's the internet. We now have an app if you have a smartphone. It's just called KTRS. It's a KTRS app. You go to the App Store. It's free. And download, it takes 30 seconds, KTRS app. And on your phone, boom, put some little earbuds in and boom, you got us.
Now that's America, because I've been listening so long that Force Atticus, although I don't remember.
Oh my goodness! Ooh. No, you just proved how far back you go. Let me ask you this: how's radio in is it Gainesville, Ohio?
Zanesville with a Z.
Zanesville. How's radio in Zanesville? Any good?
No, it's not.
Well, that's the way we want it. We don't want any good radio anywhere else. Thank you for including us in your vacation back home. We appreciate it, and be careful in Gainesville.
Will do. Thank you very much.
Or
have a great afternoon.
Zanesville. I'm sorry.
That's
Thank
Zane,
you.
Yeah.
There's a Gainesville, Georgia.
And a Florida, too.
And Florida, yeah.
And a Gainesville, Florida, but I've never heard of Zanesville. Mike is on hold.
Oh, Mike's
Hello.
Gone.
Mike's gone. Then we'll just go right to Mr. Londoff, because you know
well,
he doesn't like to be kept waiting, and I don't blame him, because when there may be a sale right outside down the hall, somebody wanting to buy a Chevy Cruze or something, he didn't want to hang on the phone with us. John, how are you?
I love hanging on the phone for you, because it's
sure
you
do.
It's you, Frank. Are you kidding
sure
me?
You do.
I mean, I'll wait a half an hour. Well, not a half an hour. Maybe six, 7 minutes. Okay. I mean, I do have my limitations.
Hey,
but.
John, do any of your people go in together, like in the service department or in the showroom or sales, and pool for lottery tickets? Do they ever do that? Do you know?
Yes, they do.
Tell them, stop it. Did you see this chick on TV?
Oh, man. I mean, and this is the second time this same thing has happened.
No, I'm serious. My advice to anybody, don't do the... Because I don't get the point of the lottery pool anyway. I don't get it. Buy your own ticket. Now, look, if you can't make it and you're, for whatever reason, a transportation restricted and you take a bus to home and you don't have the ability to run it and you got one friend, just say, would you pick up two tickets, bring me one, and you keep one before the drawing.
Yes.
Otherwise, don't do the pooling thing. This story is, it's very entertaining, but very sad at the same time.
And she's probably, because this same story that happened before, the guy ended up keeping it all because they couldn't prove.
They can't prove it.
So she's going to end up with all the money.
If she has the ticket, she's going to get the money, and all those other poor saps have learned a huge, very expensive, multi-million-dollar lesson. Don't send one of your own. I don't care how close you think you all are at work. Let me tell you something. When it comes to money, and anybody with any wisdom or any age at all will tell you, when it comes to money, many times your best friend will not only stab you in the back, they'll push it all the way through, pull it out the other end, and go back and run it through again.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, they will.
Wow.
Money. When it comes to money, people get really mean and weird and vicious.
I know people that have done those office pulls, and the person that goes and gets the ticket, they bring the ticket back, and then they make copies and give it to everyone that's in the group.
Yeah, which is apparently somebody really messed this up and didn't do it right. And let me ask you this. Why get copies? Just bring everybody their tickets. Just bring them
their tickets. Yeah, that's what...
Here. We've done it a few times. Like, we buy five, and I go, here, Pion, here's your ticket. Here's your ticket, Dan. And we hand them out. We go, okay, good luck, everybody. Now, if we all want to make an agreement that if any one of us wins, then we... But, you know, my advice, don't even do that.
No.
Don't do that, because it's a verbal thing. Just take your ticket, hope you win. If you win and you want to share it and go, you know what, you guys, I want to... Which is what I would do. Here's $1 million. Well, okay, $100. Here's $100 for each of you. So, John, you might want to put out a memo after this disaster and say...
While we're talking, I just put a memo out to everybody.
Oh, wow.
Look at this guy. Look how fast he works.
Multitasker.
Look at this.
I said to them when they were like, what happens? There's like 12 people. Well, what's going to happen? I mean, I'm thinking they're all going to come in and go, hey, by the way, if this happened to a car dealer over in Alton, Illinois, a long time ago, 15, 16 years ago.
What, a lottery? People, one of these lottery situations?
Yeah. Okay?
Yeah. What happened?
And,
they all quit?
No, I don't know.
They bought the dealership.
Most of them quit. I mean, they hit it pretty big, and they were all going to get... hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, by the way, you just come up with a whole new reason to discourage it, because you're wiped out of employees.
Yeah, yeah.
If they win, you got to put up a big help wanted sign in the window.
But I guess you can't, as a boss, say you guys can't participate.
No. you can't do that. But he's got a good... I never thought about that. He's got a good point. Whether it's McDonald's or Johnny Londoff or any place else, my goodness, if 10, 12 people all win and they each get a few $1 million. See ya. And then John's there wiping the floor and cleaning the cars and changing oil and everything else.
But you know, Frank, though, that's the way I am around here.
You do that anyway?
Yeah, here, I walked into
I really believe you changed the oil there.
I used to.
I'm sure you did.
I haven't recently.
I'm sure over the years you've done just about every job, right?
I probably wouldn't be real quick right now doing it, but for example, you know, waiting room yesterday afternoon. Went into the men's restroom because I just like to check the place out because I'm a little bit of a neat freak, right? It wasn't filthy, but it wasn't to my standard. And on the door, to get into the bathroom, you know what happens? You've got people that are, their hands are dirty, and you keep pushing that door hundreds of times. The door gets dirty, right?
Right.
So it just drives me crazy. So I grab a towel, get some soap. I'm cleaning the outside of that door.
Listen to this.
Taking
on janitorial duty.
I woke up in the waiting room yesterday about 4 o'clock looking at me, and this one young lady goes, are you really wiping that door down? I'm like, I didn't want to say you really know how this is driving me crazy if I didn't. I said, yeah, I really am. I said,
let me tell you something. I've seen at our own station, and this is not a joke. I'm saying this with all due respect. I've seen Mike Dorsey. like change Mark, a light bulb or something. What's his name?
Mark.
Mark. I've seen Mark Dempsey change a light bulb or something.
but sometimes he goes by the name Mike.
I've seen him cleaning a wall with soap and water.
Okay,
I
there you go.
I think that's his middle name. Ooh. Mark Michael. Oh, go ahead, sir.
Mark Michael Dempsey?
Dempsey.
He told me one time to wipe the door down.
Sometimes you got to get down in the trenches.
Nothing.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You got to do what you got to do. I mean, I've gotten on my knees and wiped floors down. I don't care. I like this place. I'd much rather when my customers come in, they go, wow, this place is beautiful. It's much different than any other dealership. Our service department, the floors are painted. We're scrubbed every night. The walls are painted. I mean, we scrub down our lifts once every 6 months just because, you know, first of all, I want it to look great when I walk through there. I go see my technicians. I love when a technician puts his hand, you know, I put my hand out to shake it, and he goes, it's a little dirty, boss. I'm like, give me your hand. Give me that hand of...
You don't want one of your service guys putting the hand out, and it's like sparkling clean. It means you hadn't been doing anything.
Exactly. You know, I mean, they...
In fact, if I worked there, I'd just dip my hand in a bunch of dirt and stuff.
And oil.
Make it look like I've been working, and then go off and eat a cheeseburger.
I'm going to say one thing. You work for Bruce Weiner in this service department. You're working, baby. There's no slacking. These guys are the best. They are the best, and I know they're listening right now. I'm not just saying it because they're listening. They are. I'm so proud of our service operation. And I've always thought, I mean, it is a key to the success of this store.
Can I tell you something?
People want to keep coming back.
Can I tell you something I'm not supposed to tell you?
What? Come on.
On our trip to the Dominican Republic.
You okay?
I'm sorry.
What's okay?
No, it's just one of those things that, you know, you hear about people that go above and beyond, and this is an example of that. There was a cab in the Dominican that... broke down, and there were some tourists trying to get to the airport, and Bruce Weiner saw it, ran over like a firefighter running into a building, asked around, does anybody have a jack? He jacked that Dominican cab up, got under it, fixed whatever the problem was, and says, leaned out and said, would somebody ask this gentleman in Spanish if while I'm down here he wants the oil changed?
Wow.
And
wow.
He changed the oil, and I also believe said, I noticed while I'm here too, one of the tires is slick. Do you have a good spare? And he And he put the spare on.
Hmm. That's John, Bruce did he Weiner. Mention
that's
that
Bruce
to
Weiner.
You?
That's Bruce Weiner for you.
Did Bruce mention that to you, John?
No. I guarantee he never
Bruce
said a word to John about
he'd
it.
Never tell me that.
Never sold it.
No. You know what he said to me? He saw me looking at this. He walked over and he said, please don't mention this to Mr.
Wow.
That's the kind of man. Bruce Weiner is. That's a true story.
You know, if he liked to be hugged, I'd hug him, but he doesn't like to be hugged.
Really? He was hugging everybody down there.
No, that's not true. That is not true because I saw him hugging my wife 3 or 4 times.
Yeah. Cab driver hugged
like
him.
I do, too. I like hugging, you know, your wife.
Oh, man.
Do
what's
you?
That
Whoa.
Mean?
Here's the deal.
Well, I haven't done it for 20 years.
I guess you have.
Not that I can remember. So,
Speaking of Weiner, Bruce's beautiful wife, she stiffens up like a board around me because she knows I'm going to give her a hug. And I go, you
Who
don't
does
like
what?
Me.
Bruce doesn't.
Not at
wait,
all.
Wait, well, hold it. When you give Bruce a hug, he stiffens up like a board.
Nikki, his beautiful wife, Nikki.
Sticky? Okay, what'd you say?
His wife stiffens up.
You do have a relationship with your employees.
Holy cow.
Man. These guys love each
other. Is it time to start talking about Chevy prices here at Johnny Lotto?
Let's do it. Go for it.
I'll tell you what. I don't know if I can get through it.
You can.
All right. We're going crazy. It's April. We suddenly woke up around here. And we're like, we don't have anywhere to park any more cars. You know, we're selling so many. What happens? You earn more product. GM goes, hey, if they can sell 200-300 a month, let's sell them and send them 300 or 400 in transfer. As far as I mean, we have had transport trucks. What I'm trying to spit out here so eloquently, we've had transports here every day by the 2 and 3, 8 to 9 vehicles per load coming off. Chevy Cruze, 15.8. You better sit down when you're hearing these prices.
Thank goodness we're already seated.
That's not a pre-owned. That's a brand new 2012 Chevy Cruze for 15.8. Chevy Malibu's only 17.3. That's right, 17.3.
Ah.
Sonic, This is like a Sonic
crowd.
Boom, Sonic 12-8 for a Sonic.
Wow.
All right. Silverados, extended cabs. Regular cabs for 15-8, extended cabs 19-8. 15-8, 19-8. Regular cab, or extended. Trucks are, how about gas dropping $2 and $3 per day?
How can wait, hold on. $2 and $3 a day. Tell us where to go.
Yeah.
Okay, that's different.
Nothing gets by us.
I've been laughing so hard. Oh, my God.
Quite a drop.
Man, you got a lot of attention just then when you said $2 and $3 a day. Gas dropping, man.
Good thing they were sitting down.
They're waiting for the address of that station.
Good thing they were sitting down. That's pretty funny.
Are you kidding me?
But you know what? It's the circle of the history that repeats itself. This always happens. Now, it never really settles to where it was, but it never will. In 1964, the price of gas was 39 cents a gallon. It's not gonna go back to 39 cents, but it'll go up, it'll go down, it'll go up, it'll go down, and over time it'll very gradually average out more, just like most everything does.
Right. And I think the consumers of America have learned that, you know what? Last time we all ran, we dumped our vehicles that we love so much, our full size SUVs, our full size pickup trucks, our big cars, and then suddenly we looked up and the fuel dropped, you know, 30, 40 cents. And now they wanted to come back and trade a car for that SUV again. So now people are just holding on to them. We've sold more full-size SUVs, new and pre-owned, and pickup trucks in the last 30 to 45 days with a higher price on fuel than we did when it was lower back in December and January.
Can I remind people who are old enough about the 70s and the rationing and the alternating days to buy gas? For those of you old enough to remember that, let me tell you very quickly.
I don't remember that very well. Go ahead.
Well, you're too young. but let me just retell a story I told years ago. I used to work in the 70s with a guy named Dave Allen. Dave Allen was the captain on Cookie and the Captain with Jim Bolin. It was a kid's show. Dave Allen was a tremendous announcer. He was just a terrific guy to know and to be around. He passed away several years ago, but Dave had a big, and John, please do not jump on me when I tell what kind of car it was. I'm not selling these cars, okay? But to tell the story truthfully, he had a great big Grand Marquis, and it was a monster. In the 70s, these cars were huge, and he loved the car because he was a very big man. This gas thing hits, and Dave, in a panic and on the bad advice of friends, sold this maybe 2-year-old beautiful big Marquis for $4,000. He practically gave this car away, lost a ton of money, and 6 months later, he's coming into my office, head in his hands, going, "This is the dumbest thing that I ever did," thinking that this would last forever, and I lost all that money, then had to go. So John's right, I'm right. It's not going to be, and again, I despise these news people that do this. We could see $10 a gallon gas. Let's just be real.
You know, it's the truth. I mean, they're selling sensationalism. $10, are you kidding me? Never.
You kidding me?
Did he say never say never, but never, ever? We won't see $5. It won't happen.
Well, you know? It may be very temporarily. I don't know.
But you know what? Hey, with the price of the vehicles right now that we just went over, 15.8 for a Cruise, you know, 17.3 for Malibu, 12.8 for Sonic, all of those vehicles get unbelievable gas mileage. Chevy Equinox, you know, gets 34 miles to the gallon. So, you know, and those are only $20,800. So that's a great, great price for the number one selling small SUV. And we just, we're here to take care of your great listeners. We love them. They're fun people. And
they open late tonight. We're out of time. But let me tell you, I want you to do me a favor. Please don't mention that thing Bruce Weiner did down in the Dominican.
No.
He wouldn't want.
He'd probably be so embarrassed.
You know, and anybody listening,
but then again, the radios in the shop are twisted onto KTRS.
Oh, boy, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh,
boy. I mean, you know, and let me say another thing. You know Bruce. Yeah, he doesn't miss a thing.
You know what he'll say? I know exactly what he'll say. Oh, he made that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll bet
you.
That's a bunch of hooey.
You know, that's what he's going to do. Just Frank, he just makes stuff up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, maybe when I start hugging him, he'll say, okay, it's two, let me go, let go, let go, quit hugging me.
He worked on those little golf carts, too, that used to drive people
Well,
around.
You'll say let go when he starts to stiffen up, like you said he does earlier.
Yeah.
Give us that phone number.
I'm going to laugh so hard when I start talking about hugging.
What's that phone number?
314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, 24/7, 365 at lawndoff.com. Right. Come and see us, kids.
Always a pleasure. They're on the way.
All right, kids. Thanks. Thank have a great night.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. I shouldn't have told that story.
No.
He wanted that to remain. That's just the kind of guy that Bruce Weiner is. I shouldn't have told him. And I realize it now.
Don't worry. Nobody's listening anyway.
Oh, shut up, Lauren.
Oh, my goodness.
What an attitude. Great attitude.
God.
Hey, you guys see that when Weiner did that with that cab? Yeah. You saw it.
Oh, yeah.
You were standing over there.
Well,
you
emotions.
You couldn't believe
got,
it either.
Emotions got the best of you.
Well, I know you turned and had to walk away and hide your face.
Yeah.
We're going to turn and walk away, but just for a minute or two, then we're going to go back to the phones, and we'd love to have your calls for whatever time we have before the top of the hour. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. And this is the Big 550 KTRS.
With a look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. They're working with this accident on westbound 40 near McCausland. It sounds like they moved it off or it's on the ramp, but that has traffic slow from Kings Highway through McCausland. It's slow again from 270 through Mason. And southbound 270, we've got slow traffic now from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. Everything else, just volume building. Eastbound 40, that's still looking pretty good as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. This report brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. April is National Donate Life Month, the perfect time to learn more about organ, eye, and tissue donation and how you can sign up. Visit organdonor.gov. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The McGraw Show.
TV critic extraordinaire. Good morning, Gail Pennington.
Good morning, McGraw Millhaven.
Ann Compton live at the White House.
And good morning from the White House. Where do you want to start?
Good morning, Kat.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Deb Peterson.
Good morning, McGraw Millhaven.
Linda Alvin is in London.
For a minute, you said, what are you doing this weekend? I thought you were asking me out on a date. It talked about what's most important. I was going to say you. And then.
Weekday mornings at 6.
You know, I find out I'm one of the harem.
Well, you know, what are you going to do?
The Big 550.
Did you miss me last week?
Yes, of course I did.
Good answer.
KTRS.
There are neighborhoods in St. Louis that stand out above the rest, but none like the charming community known as Old Webster in Webster Groves. Trees and flowers frame the beauty of Old Webster, the friendliest shopping and dining destination in the area.
Dr. Jazz Ice Cream Parlor and Diner will take you back to the day when Webster Groves had several soda fountains. They are now serving Missouri's very own ice cream, Central Dairy, a Jefferson City dairy fitting for a Webster neighborhood parlor. Dr. Jazz will continue to serve Cedar Crest ice cream from Wisconsin. Both make great shakes, malts, ice cream, sodas, and sundaes, especially delicious. Hungry? Their daily lunch and dinner specials make Dr. Jazz special. For more, go to drjazzwebstergroves.com.
Discover all of these treasures and more. They're just steps away from your car in Old Webster Groves, where you'll meet the nicest shopkeepers and business owners in the county. You can do more than you imagined in Old Webster. Go to shopoldwebster.com.
Anyone in the market for landscaping materials, listen up! The season has arrived, and there's only one name that you need to know when it comes to stocking up with supplies for that next project. St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply. Now, with two locations and 20 years of top-notch experience, this is your first and last stop for products and educational materials that will guide you through even the most elaborate jobs. From a simple, elegant patio to the most lavish outdoor living space, the name to remember is St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply. Interlocking and permeable patio pavers, garden and retaining wall blocks, geogrids, geotextile fabric, bulk and bag mulches, topsoil and decorative gravels, even deck and fence materials. Whatever you need for your next landscaping project, you'll find at St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply. Two locations, 106 South Elam Avenue in Valley Park and 18614 Olive Street Road in Chesterfield. Visit online at hardscapeofstl.com. Put your trust in the very best, St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply.
Recently here at KTRS, we redid our office space, and a special thanks to Facility Services Group for designing our new office space. They got rid of the old ratty cubicles and brought in brand new cubicles, and they fit with our current technology of all the data and internet access. They work with quality pre-owned products, 8 or better on a scale of 1 to 10. Also, it was free design and layout when they did our office furniture. If your company's growing and you need to expand, or you want to get rid of the old ratty cubicles and get some new ones, Facility Services Group. Call them at 314-282-4441 and ask how they can help you save money, time, and aggravation. And go to KTRS.com and you can see a time-lapse video to see what they did to our offices. FacilityServicesNow.com or 314-282-4441. If you're looking for new cubicles and new office space, Facility Services Group or KTRS.com.
Star Coins and Stamps. They want to give you money. Top prices paid for gold and silver and platinum, jewelry, coins, even scrap metal. Aggressively buying rare coins, gold and silver coins, paper money, U.S. and foreign stamps, proof sets, flatware, and more, and free verbal appraisals. Just bring your merchandise in. They're going to give you an honest estimate. They're going to pay you right on the spot. It's Star Coins and Stamps, 500 South 5th Street in St. Charles, next to Dollar General. Again, the number is 636-949-2203. Family-owned since 1958, A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, with a veteran, highly respected staff. The owner, Nancy, wouldn't have it any other way. Again, free verbal appraisals on the spot. They'll give you an honest estimate. They'll pay you right then. And if you want to buy collectibles, they sell solid gold and silver coins and a huge variety of collectible items. Stop in and check out the displays and ask about any other collectibles you're interested in purchasing at Star Coins and Stamps. Ask for the Big 550 special, Star Coins and Stamps, 636-949-2203.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Listen for the biggest, the best, most real estate-y show in St. Louis history. The St. Louis Real Estate Show. Sundays at noon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
Well, the music plays, I have to check something on my computer real quickly. I messed up yesterday, and we have an account. I'm waiting for this to load. We have an account that came back on the air, and I put the wrong link, the wrong website, and it's supposed to be fixed. Hang on here. I think it's all right. If it's fixed, I will tell you right now what happened. Boom, 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 boom. Let's see. Click. Go to the link. Sorry about this. Well, it's supposed to be. Here's the deal. Rend Lake has a beautiful golf course, a beautiful complex. And I went on, I guess, yesterday, and I actually had it put this way on the site, and it was just I was in a hurry, and I had RendLakeGolfCourse.com. That's not the site. The site is RendLakeGolfResort.com. Now, I just spoke with my webman, Mr. Bill Cleveland, and he said it is fixed, but I'm on it right now, and it still says golf course. I'll keep you posted, but here's what I want you to know. I want you to know that it's RendLakeGolfResort.com.
I'm pretty sure that's what you said yesterday.
resort.
Well, but the site link has RenLakeGolfCourse.com.
On the website it was wrong, but you mentioned the right
on the website it's wrong. Yeah, I'm sure I said golf resort, and I apologize for that, and it bugs me when I do stupid things like that. So go to RenLakeGolfResort.
Yeah, you stupid idiot.
You know what? I'm going to tell you
something. Let me tell you something right now.
I wouldn't take that from Lauren anymore.
Let me talk to her. Wow, somebody's got to call her out on this. Sometimes you do, you know, kind of funny things. The voices are funny. But when you do that voice and you say, yeah, you stupid idiot, and I just said I made a mistake, an honest mistake, I'm trying to apologize, make up for it, and you do that, one more of those.
Wow.
Okay? One more.
I wouldn't put them.
What happens?
I don't know. I haven't figured out yet. I just figure one more, and then I'll think of the rest of it later.
Okay.
It'll probably be something like one more of those, and then if she does it, and that would be one more too many. You know, something like something weak if I have to actually back it up or something.
Boom, it won't shame on you.
Oh, let me tell. Look, I'm glad you did
George
that.
Bush.
No, yes, I'm
so
glad.
You won't get fooled again.
Let me take. I don't have time. Remind me after top of the hour to tell you why I'm glad you did that.
Okay.
Because it's something I found online. That's all I'm going to say. I'm glad you did it. Let me see if I have time to just grab a couple of quick calls. Let's go to Mary. Marv. I'm sorry, Marv. I do that all the time. Marv, how are you?
Oh, Frank, I'm doing good. I know we're short here.
Sorry.
Hey, you're a DirecTV guy like me.
Yeah.
And, you know, this deal with Channel 11 has got me kind of upset, and I'm sure a lot of people. And, you know, they did this last year with Fox Sports.
Right.
But they got it resolved before there was any interruption in service. Well, now, of course, we don't have Channel 11. And,
and I think it'll get resolved quickly, too.
Well, I hope so. But the point is, you're an ad man. Now, I'm a retired businessman. Now, if you're an advertiser on Channel 11, wouldn't you be a little upset about this whole thing because you're paying money to Channel 11 and you're missing out on a certain percentage?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I am out of time, but Marv, that's an excellent point. And don't think they're not dealing with that right now.
Well, that's what I tried to talk to Channel 11, and, you know, they acted like, nah, well, it's only like, you know, 20% of the audience or something, like that.
No.
But,
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
So, what would you do to try to put, where would you put pressure if you could?
I'll throw the spot over to the next hour.
Okay.
Okay.
So I can give Marv a half minute here.
Okay.
The pressure would have to.
Isn't the same thing going on with Uverse?
It's gone on with others.
It's gone on with a lot of them.
Because Cardinal games aren't going to be shown.
No, it's gone on around the country with Dish, depending on what part of the country you live in.
Really?
But he's got a very good point. When these advertisers are sold by any station, us or anybody, you're promised the moon, okay? What they don't go is, well, you know, since we sold you that, we lost 20% of our view. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. Give it time. It's not going to take long. Advertising dollars are more precious than ever, Marv. It won't take long. It'll be back.
Yeah, well, fortunately, I got a little rabbit ear TV set in the kitchen, so if I want to watch 2.5 Men, I can do it.
You'll get it back. Thank you, Marv.
Thanks, Frank.
All right, we'll catch up next hour. It is 4 seconds away from the top of the hour. Well, shoot, now it is top of the hour. 4 o'clock, Big 550.
From ABC News.